Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Yivam ist Perik Yod, Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah halche Ishtoi Lemedina Sayyam. Here it's his wife that goes Lemedina Sayyam. He boy v'yamri lai, and the witnesses came and told him, Mesa Ishtacha, your wife died. V'nasa Esachaisa. So he married her sister, which he's allowed to do. Problem is, v'yachakach afterwards, bas Ishta, which is not a problem. That's good news, but for him it's a problem. Because he was over in the Vera B'shaigig. Now, Muteris Lachzuloi. It's Mutter for his first wife, his real wife, to return to him. Master, she was alive. And therefore, even though he married her sister, it's not a marriage. It's nothing. The Titus says it has to be a legal marriage in order to assa her. I would have thought maybe, well, now it's too late, now that you came back, but your husband's already married to your sister. So maybe he can't have both sisters. The answer is no. He wasn't married to the sister. That's not called a marriage. His wife was really alive, and the marriage to the sister was never chal. Furthermore, hu mutter b'krayv shniya, he's mutter to marry the close relatives of the second wife. Shniya mutteres b'krayvav, and the second wife is mutter to marry his close relatives. Even though you're not allowed to marry krayvim, a certain close relatives of your husband or wife. Can't marry your wife's daughter. The wife can't marry the husband's son, l'mashal. But in this case, he can marry the close relatives of the second wife. He can marry her daughter because he was never married to this sister. That wasn't a marriage. And this second sister can marry the son of the husband because she was never married to him. That's not a marriage. The imeisa d'shein, if the first wife passes away, then mutter b'shniya can still marry the second one after his wife dies, even though he lived with her. But the halacha is, as long as he wasn't legally married to her, he can now marry her. Amrulai, suppose witnesses said to him, Mesa ishtacha, your wife died. V'nasa sechaisa, he married her sister. V'achakach yomili, afterwards they said to him, it was a mistake. Kayemes, haisa, she was alive at the time that you married her sister. V'mesa, but now she died. So havlad rishon mamzer, the child that he had with his wife's sister before his wife actually died, when I says a mamzer. He's born out of a relationship of parents that are chayiv karis. Even though he's not chayiv karis, lemaisa, because it was a shagig, but this type of a child is a mamzer. V'ha'achrei, however, the child that they had after the first wife died, ain't a mamzer. Now we have the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. So first I'm just going to touch words, and then we'll go back and explain. Zok Rabbi Yossi, kol she'pois lal yedei acherim, if in this man's second marriage, if he caused his second wife to become possible to others, then he's also possible to his wife. But if he didn't passel the second sister to her husband, he doesn't passel himself. What is the case here? Let's say Reuven was Mekadesh Rachel. Aaron, who's not related to Reuven, is married to Leah, Rachel's sister. Rachel, Reuven's Arusa. Arusa means a woman that he was Mekadesh, but there was no Nisuyin yet. And Aaron, Rachel's sister's husband, went off Lemedina Sayyam. They came and they said, "Oi, Rachel died, and Aaron died." So Reuven now goes and he marries Leah. Then suddenly, what happens? Rachel returns. So the din is that Reuven's going to have to give Leah a get. Does Leah really need a get? No. There's no marriage. Being that Leah is the wife of Rachel and he was Mekadesh Rachel. But Chazal say you're going to have to give Leah a get. We're scared of like this. Had Reuven been completely married to Rachel, it wouldn't be a problem. But because Reuven was only Mekadesh Rachel, people can make a mistake. And Chazal have to be careful for the mistake that people make. Two people are sitting around a table. And if they were learning, we're saying Tillim, they wouldn't have this problem. But Chazal know how people are. And they're thinking, what could have happened over here? Reuven was Mekadesh Rachel. And then he marries Leah. You know what happened. Reuven was only Mekadesh Rachel on a Tanai. If he can come up with something. And he couldn't come up with it. So therefore the Kiddushin was never a Kiddushin. That's how he married Leah. And the other one's going to say, and Leah, she just left Reuven now without a get. Oh, it must be an Eshes Ishka, leave without a get. Now, once Reuven has to give Leah a get, Aaron cannot take her back. That's the halach. It looks like too much of a marriage for Leah just to go back to Aaron as if nothing happened. Now, the reason Reuven can't take back Rachel or complete the nesuyim with Rachel is that once he gives Leah a get, she becomes technically a chayis gerusha. So Rachel becomes a sister of someone that received a get from her husband or potential husband, therefore he can't marry her. On the other hand, suppose Reuven wasn't just Mekadesh Rachel. Suppose Reuven was Mekadesh and married her, full Nesuyan. And Rachel goes to Medina Siyam and Aaron goes to Medina Siyam. And they get the misinformation that Rachel and Aaron died. Reuven goes and marries Leah. Then it turns out, Rachel's alive. In this case, Reuven does not have to give Leah a get. There's no such a thing as a t'nai in Nesuyan. By Kiddushin, it's possible I was only Mekadesh on the condition I would be able to come up with a certain amount of money, buy her a certain house, whatever it is. We'll learn Masechtas Kiddushin, we'll see the Tanoi, Be'ez Hashem. And people will say, if he married a sister, it must be that the Kiddushin was never a Kiddushin. And they'll think the second marriage was good. But if he was married to Rachel, there's not such a thing as marrying someone on a condition. Once they're married, they're married. So everyone realizes that even though he had married Leah, that was just a terrible mistake. It can't be. There's no rational explanation to it. No one's going to think that if Leah leaves without a get, there's an Eish HaSish going out without a get. They know she's not an Eish HaSish. It can't be. Reuven was married to Rachel. And once Reuven doesn't give Leah a get, should Aaron come back, Leah's not puzzled to Aaron. Once he doesn't have to give her a get, Rachel is not a Chois Girushasa. And that's what Rabbi Yossi means. Once again, let's see the words inside. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol shepoisel al yedei acherim. If by Reuven mistakenly marrying Leah, if he winds up passeling Aaron to Leah, then poisel al yedei atzmai. Then he himself cannot take back Rachel. And that would be if Reuven again was just Mekadesh Rachel. That's going to require Reuven to now give a get to Leah because people will think that Leah was really married to Reuven. It was just a condition in the Kiddushin. But the Kiddushin was undone because Reuven couldn't meet the condition. They're going to think Aaron was really married to Leah. And they're going to say, what an Eish is going out without a get. So Reuven has to give Leah a get. Once he has to give Leah a get again, Leah can't go back to Aaron and Reuven can't take back Rachel. So kol shepoisel al yedei acherim, where Aaron becomes possible to take back Leah, poisel al yedei atzmai, Reuven can't take back Rachel. But v'chol she'ein poisel al yedei acherim, in any case where he doesn't cause his second wife to become possible to others. In other words, Reuven was fully married to Rachel, not just Eris, and the Suyan also. So now that Rachel comes back and Leah leaves without a get, no one's going to say an Eish HaSish goes out without a get. Everyone understands. There's such a thing as a condition that maybe the Nesuyan didn't go through. There's such a thing. Erison could be on a Kedushin, not Nesuyan. So there's no need for Reuven to give Leah a get. And then maybe he could take back Rachel. If he doesn't cause his second wife to become possible to others, the second wife can return to her husband, Leah can return to Aaron. He doesn't possible himself from taking back Rachel.